Huh?
Opie is a Met fan.
Opie's big Met fan.
I'm
yeah.
an Islanders fan.
Good morning.
I'm a Ranger fan.
How you doing, over. Patrice? Good to see you again.
Yeah, my baseball season's over, too.
Ours aren't over. The Yankees aren't over.
Oh, really?
How you doing?
Good thing they're filled us in on that. Tonight. That's our sports segment of the program.
I don't know anybody here. What is it? Out with the old, in with the new, I guess, or what?
Out with the old.
What are you talking about?
I see you got all new.
They've been here a year,
walking around.
These guys.
They weren't here last year when we were here.
They're interns. They're always new. They turn over like every 3 months.
Maybe you can hire her to be a part of
it.
All
right, what is Lady Di up to?
Lady Di, last we heard from you, you were drunk. You had no job. Aww. You had lost your kid.
Wait.
And your ex had been run over by a choo-choo train.
Oh, no.
Now,
no,
I want to know.
No.
That's the past. Hey, that's the past. I want to know what's happening now.
I have two jobs now.
All right. What are
and
they?
And I work almost every day.
Two
what,
jobs.
What are the jobs?
What are the jobs?
Yeah. Waking up and going to bed.
That's one of the jobs.
She works two jobs.
Tom, I work two
Tom
jobs.
Two part-time jobs.
Hey, what?
Lady
Di. Lady Di!
What?
Oh, that's tragic. Oh, there goes one ex.
Her ex what?
Ma'am, I'm her ex. Still married. Me and my husband celebrated 11 year anniversary 2 weeks ago.
11 years of wedded.
Yeah,
11 years of awfulness.
Do you have kids?
No.
Of course
you guys,
not.
They
did something right.
Does he pull that afro?
We have cats.
They pull the front of that afro?
Hold on. We got a crackly mic. Crackly mic.
What?
Oh, you guys go share that.
Yeah,
I'm
go share.
Yeah, share that mic.
Share that mic.
You two girls, get close. Get close to each other.
I'm happy with everything going on in my life.
Die. Go over to that mic.
You married?
I got nothing, honey. I got nothing.
You don't have no girlfriend, no boyfriend, no wife, no anybody?
You got to get on the microphone.
Get on the microphone.
You
got to talk. Talking
know what to call them ladies.
What do you have?
I got nothing, sweetie.
Yeah.
You by yourself?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All by yourself?
Some people
have
are very.
Somewhere.
Some people are very happy alone.
You have a girlfriend.
I would fix them up. With
you're going to the.
Oh, you got a girl I can fit you? Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh,
a few people.
Who?
A few people. Who?
What's her name?
Who?
Who?
Oh my God.
Who?
What's her name? Just tell
what's
me her name.
What's her name?
No, not.
There's so many secrets Lady Di has. She's always like,
come on, tell me her name.
Jane.
Like, there's
Jane?
So many things that need
well,
not
really
be
nice.
Said.
Is she nice?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Do I tell him what?
Dunkin'
you got a picture
donuts,
of her? But don't
no.
Don't say nothing. Dunkin' Donuts.
There's always people that
but
you
don't
can
tell
go. Wait. What?
Talking to the microphone.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi.
That's Eric.
Do you still got your
him.
Bling?
Hey,
Lady Di, you still got your bling?
No.
What happened to your bling?
Just a little bit.
Didn't you have that?
Yeah.
Her bling was as thin as like the wrapper that yodels come in. It's like really that foil.
You could actually shape it into an eagle, or you could shape it into a Cadillac symbol, whatever you wanted.
Whatever you wanted.
Ladies,
I made it torn up and everything, so I can't wear it.
Ladies, stupid us. We thought we were gonna have hot strippers celebrating a year at
X. First year, right?
Instead, we got you. So you might as well flash us.
Oh, stop it! Just
no,
stop.
No.
What? You gonna flash?
Well, Lady Di, you working at
enough of that.
You work at Dunkin' Donuts now?
Yeah, I do.
You work at the Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
You have two jobs though.
Two jobs.
Two at Dunkin' Donuts or one at Dunkin' Donuts and
just,
one somewhere
just
else.
One over there and then I have another job at a cosmetic place.
A cosmetic place.
Yep.
No, I think Lady Di's titty are much
cashiers.
Sexier.
Both of them cashiers.
Really?
You
like Lady Di's titty better than Marion?
Right.
I got under 155.
155.
You like
what?
Lady
yeah,
Di
better? I finally got
under
155.
Oh, much better. Much perkier.
Marks.
All right. She got under 155.
How much were you, honey?
Last time I was here, I think I was...
155 would be great if you were 6'4". The problem is you're 4'10".
No, I'm not. I'm 5'2", honey. I'm not 4'10". I'm 5'2".
Five
she's
two.
Cursing you out like a 50
you,
mother.
I'm
you
know.
Going,
I'm
let me
still
tell
losing.
You something, toots.
I'm still losing.
Hey, honey.
You know,
I'm
you got a lot of yet. Moxie talking to me like that.
In all fairness, Marion looks...
you come in here like a bat out of hell.
Well, hey, it's
you talk
year.
To your mother in that mouth, you
Jack and Ipes.
Booty foo.
You dumb bunny.
I do look good.
I passed by some
going.
Construction workers. They said hubba hubba and 23
going.
Skidoo. So,
this is even going down. A lot
what?
Of it's going down.
Your bun?
Going down.
Yeah.
Stand up. Let me get a look at you. Let me get a look. You're proud of your new body. Spin around. Give the guys a little shelf. Let me see the ass.
You know what?
Now is it
she
possible?
Got a little shelf going there.
Is
nice.
Is it possible to do face-ups?
What?
What?
That's even going. Everything's going. I don't. Hey, you're still chubby.
Wait, take off the inner tube so we can have a real good look.
It's a nice chubby though.
Oh, maybe you think she's wearing swimmies or something?
No, what is that shirt? Tube? You got like a kid's inner tube, don't you?
Oh, poor baby. What are you talking about?
Let me see the belly.
No.
Lift the shirt up. Let me just see the belly.
Let's see the belly.
Just lift the shirt to the pant line.
You should be proud. Listen
I am.
To me. It's not that bad.
There's a lot of people haven't seen me in a year.
That's pretty flat. Sweetie. Nah. Sweetie. That looks pretty good.
And I do. I lift weights. I work out. I'm on my treadmill every other day.
Right.
And I walk every day.
And then Lady Di's got to reiterate. Yes, she is. Yes.
Hey, Opie Anthony, we just missed you guys at San Gennaro, me and my husband.
Oh, what a shame.
We were there the day that you were going down there.
Yeah.
We were there. But we had left when you guys got there.
Oh,
Joey Pizzano.
Did you have a good time?
I got my free glass of wine.
Oh, you did.
I was on vacation, so I celebrated all over the city on my
vacation.
You got a
little tipsy, did you?
No. What are those?
What?
What do you have there, Atlantic City chips?
Oh, you're a big gambler.
Chips, trust me.
She's a big gambler.
Coming your way soon.
Mm-hmm. Opie, you're into poker now too. I know Anthony was.
I've lost lots of money.
You still into poker, Anthony?
Of course.
We got Phil Gordon outside.
Over it.
Do you
come
still
in
go
here.
To Gordon. AC and play poker?
AC, Mohegan, Foxwoods, Vegas, wherever they'll have me.
Next time.
I don't play poker, but I play the slots.
You play
oh, by the
way,
slots. I'm still a big Bon Jovi fan, and I got tickets coming to me to see them at the Garden at the end of November.
And we care why.
No, I'm just letting these know because I know a year ago.
Do you realize we're talking to a million people right now?
I don't care.
And you're talking to.
I don't care.
Us about stuff that.
Well, you want to know what else is new? So let me hear what's going on with you guys' lives.
Baby.
No, we talk about it on a daily basis. Don't you have XM?
I do, but I listen to the replays because you come on at 7 in the morning. Oh. I'm working at 7.
So you find out what
I can't
we're
even
up
call you in the morning anymore.
I know, that's such a shame.
When we go on vacation.
I get back to 5 o'clock in the morning.
Jesus,
when we go on vacation, they're on vacation too.
Yeah, I know. One time I was on vacation, you guys were in D.C. I called you in D.C.
Oh,
too.
Oh, my God. I just forgot what this was like.
It's
a chore.
Oh, it's been a long time since you've seen him?
It is, yeah, we haven't had him on the air in forever.
Yeah,
it is a chore.
You guys missed us and still love us.
You call them retarded Laverne and Shirley?
Yeah. Retarded Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah.
Patrice.
You never knew that?
They're famous.
They're famous for their interviews
at MTV.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, should we get Phil Gordon in here?
Of course we should.
Who's that?
Phil Gordon is legendary.
Phil Gordon is a legendary poker player.
No, they can stay in here. Just get
get
the wireless mic.
Make sure it works.
Ladies, sit on the Liberator and try out some sexual positions, and we'll get back to you in a little while.
Yeah. Go sit down over there. Wait. If you want to ask Phil any questions.
What's your favorite sexual position anyway?
None of your business.
Just tell her to go over there.
How do you do that one?
Just tell her to go over there and chill out and fix
her hair. But none of your business.
Style.
Cover your face.
Holy shit.
What do you look
like?
Listen,
she either needs a pick, hairspray.
All right.
Phil.
What's up, guys?
Phil, I'm sorry
you
have
doing,
to
man?
Follow those two.
I know. These two annoying. Oh, my God. Do you recognize him now?
Jesus.
I think so.
Of course
all
you
right,
do.
All right, hold on. They recognize you, Phil.
Phil Gordon.
Wait, Lady Di? Wait, get a mic on them.
Oh, God.
Just use that mic. I don't care if it's cracked.
Oh, yeah, Phil, I am apologizing in advance for these two.
He's Kevin Nealon. That's
I'm a world-class comedian.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, Lady Di, you thought he was on SNL?
I thought I saw him on there.
Doing what?
What about Comedy Central?
His comedy act.
His comedy act?
Did you ever watch Celebrity Poker Challenge? Have you ever watched that?
Celebrity
going around
poker?
Celebrity Poker. In between eating
and
doing whatever else you do.
She's too busy going to Bon
Jovi. No, because that's on the Bon
Jovi
channel.
Yeah, she loves the Bon Jovi.
I love Bon Jovi. Don't make fun of Bon Jovi.
I wouldn't.
Watch yourself.
To a girl that adopted his hair after he...
Don't make fun of Bon Jovi.
You know they look like? It looks like... They
that's
actually,
Lyle, man.
They actually look like me and Voss in drag. That's who they look
don't
like.
Don't pick on Rich Voss. I like Rich Voss.
I like
Rich Voss. Hey, how's he doing?
For Halloween, she's just
going to
spray paint her hair green and put a Jets emblem on the side.
I don't like the Jets.
Face mask. Show the face mask.
Now the Jets are gone. She'll be the next quarterback.
Phil, I'm sorry.
You guys like the Jets.
I want to talk to Phil Gordon.
Well, go ahead.
It's not
about whoever he is. I don't know who he is.
He's a world-class poker player.
I don't watch poker. I don't
Poker's
play poker.
Poker's huge. That's because you have no idea what is going on in the world today.
When I go to Atlantic City, I play the tables.
What do you play?
The wheel.
The wheel.
The
who plays
wheel.
The wheel? You can play the wheel at a county fair.
I played a slot, too.
Boys, they told us everything
slots.
We need to know.
Yeah.
All right. Playing slots. The wheel?
You play
that's
in the
all,
wheel.
All
double
you
diamond
need to know.
Deluxe.
So what's the strategy at the wheel?
What about said, double diamond deluxe machine?
I want to throw up. I want to throw up right now.
We got a wealth of information in poker over here, and you're talking about the fucking wheel.
Well, what about the double diamond slot machine?
The slot machine.
He plays.
Well, that's why you could afford. Anthony, you know?
Oh, my God. It's about poker.
Can we talk to Phil Gordon for a little while?
He plays some poker.
He plays poker, unlike your husband.
My husband don't play poker either. I have a husband. What about your wife?
Something tells me he does. He caught a bad beat. How long you been married? The worst beat of his life.
Actually, he had no money, so he had to marry her. Look, you marry my wife.
What? Yeah, when are you going to get married, Opie?
I'm not getting married.
I know. We want to come to a wedding.
All right, already.
You're not going to be invited to my wedding.
Oh, my God. Not like drawing dead.
All right. Keep the mics away from them. Ladies, we'll let you hang out and watch.
Yeah, sit down on the Liberator.
A great interview with
sit
Phil
down
Gordon.
On the Liberator
sit
for a little while.
Phil,
you worried me with that for a minute. But
yeah.
All right. It's
yeah, they don't shut up.
The couch.
They're
really
keep babbling over
please
there.
Please don't let them. Now, the good thing is, as a poker player, you're not distracted by a lot of outside things. You're focused because they will just continue to babble now on that couch for hours and hours.
But they don't have mics.
But they don't have mics, which
all
is
right.
good. Phil, good to see you. And I say again, because I sat next to you at the celebrity poker, one of the tournaments out in Los Angeles, and I was horrified at my performance. You ate me up.
Well, you were out in, like, what, 14 minutes?
It was about... No,
no
I was in there for
well,
about
actually.
An hour,
oh,
I guess,
okay.
maybe
yeah.
an
He's
hour
right,
and 15.
Actually.
But
time
now,
flies
I,
when you're having fun.
It absolutely was a lot of fun, but I'm sitting there, and I'm playing. I'm thinking I'm holding my own, but I'm just, you know, hanging out. And I see people leaving the table, and I think, cool, the less of these people, the better. You know, Min the Master was, like, sitting across from me,
yeah,
and I
yeah.
see that. I'm like, Jesus
We had
Christ.
Jerry Buss at the table, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It was just one of those tables where I'm like, why can't I be at the table at, like, Screech or something? Why do I have to sit? I'm at this table. And a couple of people are getting eliminated. I'm feeling a little good. And then I look, and I see Phil walking over with a handful of chips. Like, motherfucker, man. Why now? And then you just proceeded to eat me up.
Well,
and I knew it was going to happen. But
I'd like to say I'm sorry, but that really wouldn't capture my emotion.
No. No. You now, watching you on the Celebrity Poker Challenges, you're a lot of fun. You got a great sense of humor. And then to watch you in a tournament, you're a completely different person.
Well, you know, it's a different atmosphere.
Yeah,
most
obviously.
Of the time on Celebrity Poker Showdown, we're drunk.
Showdown, excuse
yeah.
me.
And
yeah, are you? Do you there's a little drinking going on in the lounge?
Quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
It is Vegas, and you know, most of the celebrities that come on the show are in Vegas to have a good time. It's a weekend; they're not mm-hmm. being paid to be there.
Did you like just... Colin Quinn when he came in? What did you think?
Oh,
him?
My
kind
God.
Of boring,
oh,
right?
Colin's goodness. A good friend of ours.
Yeah,
I watched. I was horrified by the way this guy was playing, and he. He's
called,
the guy that pisses you off.
He called every single bet on every single hand all the way to the river.
Yeah.
I don't...
No
I
matter
was,
what he had.
I wanted to pull my hair out, but he won.
And he
what
was
are you
pulling
do?
Just hands out of his ass.
It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, and,
never
and,
seen
and
like
he
it.
Wound up winning that one. And
yeah.
he goes on to one of the championship deals and starts pulling the same shit.
Oh, my goodness.
And you wanted the best in the world.
Well,
I mean,
he's
it
up
depends
there.
On who you ask.
He's very,
I thought it was
very
a little Chinese
good.
Dude that was like the greatest ever.
Well, it always like 10 years ago.
It's always changing.
When's
the
last time you watched ESPN?
Yeah.
I just thought, like, it's so much poker now,
right?
That it's almost, you know, it's almost like reality television, but I keep up with who's serious.
Right.
And I know that there's a little Chinese dude with, like, dark glasses who's supposed to be the
no,
best in the
that
world.
Was like 10 years
he,
ago.
He died of cocaine overdose.
Is he dead?
Oh, yeah.
He died? What was his
Stu
name?
Stu Unger?
No,
Stu's dead.
Chinese.
No, you're talking about
Scotty Wynn.
Scotty Wynn,
Wynn.
Yeah.
Not him.
Yeah.
He's
Scotty's got the mullet. Scotty's got the mullet.
He does
cooking
have a mullet, yeah.
And the sunglasses. That's right, baby.
So Phil, you can play.
You,
you with
call
anybody.
Me, you go home.
Anybody yeah. in the world, you can match up against.
Oh yeah,
oh, he
yeah.
has
against. You know.
What were you? Was it 2001, fourth place?
I've won two World Poker Tour tournaments, and I've came in fourth in the World Championship in 2001. And I made about eight final tables and no limit.
And
of
what's
World
your take?
Poker.
What's your take so far total?
About 1.8 million.
Wow. 1.8 million playing.
Do you ever play that Russian guy with the Oreo cookies? I heard he's really good.
Now, this is a real layman's question right here.
Yeah.
What is, no insult,
yeah, okay,
what is the skill? Like, what keeps me from getting a lucky hand all the way to a million? Like, what's the thing that makes you definitely a better poker player than
right.
I am?
Well, poker is not gambling. Poker, I equate to strategic investing. All right, think about it this way. If you can pick stocks and you can pick 6 out of 10 stocks right, you're going to be a fantastic stock picker and you're going to be off this show and making like a couple million dollars a year.
Phil, I got to apologize again. I don't know what's going on outside there.
There's a guy in a blue bunny suit
and a horror show. It looks like JonBenet Ramsey, if she lived, went in a time capsule on Planet of the Apes and it broke.
Remember that the one? Blue bunny's getting
Remember
mad at you, Anthony.
The Rock hit the time capsule on that girl on a Planet of the Apes thing and it broke. Put JonBenet Ramsey in that. That is her.
Man.
I don't know what's going on. I'm going to try to See, they're trying to distract me like in poker.
I got to focus on Phil. Hope
just
stop laughing at
me. I'm focusing on this interview, Phil.
And you're wondering if I'm
Keep
laughing
focused.
At your
you
question.
You know, poker is the dichotomy of poker. And the bunny rabbit. Nobody just stopped.
The bunny rabbit walks by. Unbelievable. But it is. There is so much skill involved. And a lot of people that just look at
it. It wasn't walking by. It was kind of hopping by.
He was hopping.
He's committed.
A lot of people don't understand the skill that's involved in dressing like a blue bunny.
Oh, he's got stripper heels on.
It's a blue bunny and 8-inch stripper heels.
Oh, yeah, this is great. What would you bet on this?
I can't take this.
I would have lost a lot of money if someone would have said I would have been doing an interview with a blue bunny
right.
and 8-inch stripper heels jumping by behind
me. Are you one of those guys? You come off like one of those guys, though, when I've seen some of the behind the scenes that really bet on anything.
Oh,
are you
yeah.
one of those the crew that does that out
yeah.
there?
Well, you know, proposition betting is an art. My newest is rock, scissors, paper. I've been playing a lot.
Right. Now, I saw this is covered.
I've been playing a lot of high-stakes rock, scissors, paper.
You did it for charity.
I want to personally thank this guy named Tom in Chicago. I was in Chicago a week ago. He went off for $2,200 against me at a bar in like 7 minutes. That was really fantastic.
Yeah, you guys.
All over the country, people are like, oh, Phil Gordon, I want to gamble with you. I'm like, let's play some rock, scissors, paper. I won $480 in Charlotte 2 days ago.
Is there a skill to it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There's absolutely a skill to rock, scissors, paper.
If I know which way you're going, I just go the opposite.
And you're a gambler.
Why don't you cover me? Yes, go. Do
let's
something.
Let's
right.
go a quick 100.
Right. We got to go for 100.
You want to go for 100?
And you're a gambler? Come
I
on.
I just got 20s, but I got 100's worth.
All right.
I'll do it.
Rock, paper, scissors. All right.
What are the rules? Phil Gordon versus Anthony.
1-2 shoot. That's how you do it.
One, are we going just one or best out of three?
We got to go best 3 out of 5, I think, is the most
best
skillful.
Three out of five.
So
can radio handle it?
Paper
of
beats
course.
Paper beats rock.
Wait, get
rock
Anthony Mike.
Scissors.
We're going 1-2 shoot, right?
Hold on.
Yeah, I got to just
hold on, hold on. We got to get you guys together.
Okay.
Switch mics with Bob.
All right.
And no, Phil, you're
okay.
Just move
business.
Over.
I'll stay here.
These dudes are like, this is serious.
Yeah.
All right, so this is what poker's all about. You got to get inside the mind of your opponent. You got to read their tells.
Come on, Anthony.
Their facial expressions. And then you have to give them that little something to push them over the edge like this. I'm going rock.
All right. I saw him do this.
So you think he's going rock
now? Am I going rock or am I not going
rock? I don't know.
Rock?
He's great at bluffing.
Oh, my God.
What do you know?
Don't listen, Anthony.
Don't listen. It's
right.
All right, listen. It's best out of five.
Best out of five.
Here we go.
1-2 shoot.
1-2 shoot. Paper.
Paper.
All right, so it's no one wins.
No one wins.
All right. Okay. And now what do we do?
Now we go again.
Keep going. Five?
Yeah.
Still five. Okay. All right.
Hold on. I got to write all this down.
Man, I got faith in you.
It's paper against paper.
I got it. Okay. Here
we
go. Tie.
Ready?
Tie.
1-2 shoot.
That's 1-0 me. Rock beat scissors.
Oh, damn.
That may be the easiest read I've had in a week.
I think you saw me making the scissor thing before I even...
That's one for Phil Gordon.
Scissors.
You had a little bit of a tell.
All right. Did I have a tell?
One to Phil Gordon. This is for $100. Come on, Anthony.
Come on.
1-2 shoot. The paper again.
Paper again.
All right, Anthony.
1-2 shoot.
Oh! Oh! Yeah! Yeah! Anthony Scissors! Right.
Yeah!
Right. On paper!
Right.
Yeah! Yeah! Biatchi!
Right. I'm feeling good.
Yeah, Anthony.
I'm feeling good.
Look at his heartbeat. That. He really is nervous.
I'm
dude.
Feeling good. I'm feeling good.
We're tied.
That was 2-1.
Oh, Phil Gordon paper. Anthony Rock.
I was Rock.
All right, so it's Phil Gordon 2, Anthony 1.
Last one. Thank you for the money.
Oh, this is
it. Oh, nah.
Scissor. Okay, hold on. Breathe.
All right, we're ready.
Wait a minute. Nipsey Russell died.
Oh, damn it.
80 years young.
Ready?
Here we go. Last one. 2-2.
Oh!
All right, listen.
Anthony, wait. Take a deep breath. Come here.
I got to explain for
radio. This is it.
Hold on, I gotta explain for a radio. Anthony did Rock, Phil Gordon Scissor. It's now 2-2.
Here we go.
For the $100 that's on the console.
Anthony, take a deep breath. Just take
Come
a
on,
deep
Anthony.
Breath.
Come on, Anthony.
Okay.
Anthony, here
Good
we
luck,
go.
Good luck, Anthony.
Ready? Thank you, Phil.
It's over, baby, Phil.
Thank you very much.
Oh! Phil Gordon never cheated!
He went paper, I went Rock, Phil Gordon.
No, slow.
Phil Gordon, Anthony Rock.
If you watch the replay, his fingers are set so he can do anything with them.
He's very good.
He went just like this so he could turn it into a scissor, a rock. Simple.
I was going to go paper, and I don't know why I went rock.
This is what it's all about, folks. Oh, being a
really
professional gambler
it.
Has reached an all-time peak in my life.
Yep.
Forget the $1.8 million on tour, this $100.
It's yours. He won it fair and square, I'm honored to have played Rock, Paper, Scissor with Phil Gordon. God damn, man.
You just run around getting chump change from any idiot that just wants to do anything.
You know, $100 a day is $36,000 a year. That's not such a bad
sell. All right, let's thumb wrestle, you mother...
Phil's got a book out.
Yeah, it's my brand new book. It's called Phil Gordon's Little Green Book. It's 300 pages of no-limit hold'em strategy advice, tips. It's exactly the way I play. I'm not the best player in the world by far, but... I am a winning player. I've won a lot on tour, World Series of Poker, World Poker Tour. In this book, I took 4 months off tour. I wrote exactly how I play. Everything that I know about the game is in the book, and it's in bookstores everywhere as of today, official release date today.
Does this hurt you guys at the tables?
I'm not worried about that. I want people to play better so that everyone's game has to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, there are a lot of people playing the game. About 80 million Americans identify themselves as poker players. I want them all to play better. I think it would be fantastic for the game if everyone took it to that next level and forced us all to rethink our strategies.
A lot of the older guys that have been playing for a while, a lot of these new guys now are coming in from the internet especially, they're getting beat. They're getting beat out.
Yeah, well, the fields are enormous right now. This year at the World Series of Poker, we have 5,619 players pay $10,000 each to play. Created a prize purse of $56 million.
Holy shit.
You know, any professional, there are only about maybe 50 professionals that you know by first and last name.
Yeah.
50 out of 5,600 is, I mean, the odds of you making it all the way to the end are pretty slim, no matter how great you are.
What was the prize? What was the grand
prize? First place is $7.5
million. Wow.
And next year it'll be $10
million. $10 million next year?
You won that?
No, and I didn't win that one.
Any poker groupies? Like before television, like just any
the blue bunny followed me in from the road.
You know, you'd always want to know if there's some. Are you getting? Are you gambling in the bedroom? Are you strapping up? Are you putting condoms on, buddy? Or are you going 1, 2, 3? Whoa! It burned, bitch. I lost.
Well, you know, the poker player's favorite expression is "I'm all in."
Chicks love Phil, though. Yeah.
Of course, he's about 8 feet tall. Can't look like that.
I'm 5'21", and
he's a big dude, man.
Yeah,
they love Phil. Who would you consider the best out there right now?
Best out there, without any doubt in my mind, Phil Ivey.
Phil Ivey?
Yeah, he's
Which
he's
one
just
is he,
killing
Anthony?
It.
Tiger Woods, the Tiger Woods of golf.
The Tiger Woods of poker.
He's killing it.
What makes him good?
He has the most focus. He has the most stamina. He has an incredible sense for cards. He plays in the biggest games in the world. He's winning just gobs and gobs of money, and he's basically, his reputation precedes him, which helps him at the table because no one wants to get involved in a pot with him. When he is in the pot, everyone folds. They just fold. They just never play back at him, and eventually just steals them blind. It's a fantastic thing to watch.
I saw a match he was playing. He got head-to-head just recently. It was on, I can't remember who he was playing, but it ended with him losing. And it looked like he had given up on the game.
That
didn't look like him.
Yeah.
It looked like he was very careless and just kind of gave up.
Well, TV can make you look like a hero or like a goat. And it all depends on which hands they choose to telecast.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't realize is that when you watch a two-hour poker show, you see 25 hands. But there may have been 200 played in that same amount of time.
Really?
And, the producers of the show, you know, may have wanted the underdog to look like a champion in this particular case and Phil to, you know, come back down to earth. Maybe he pissed the producer off. You never really know.
Yeah.
But I can tell you without a doubt that Phil's the best player in the world, in my mind.
On your show, did you see some of the actors? I saw one. No one liked him. He was actually an ass.
Yeah, there have been a few of those. Yeah, not very many. Most of the people that come on the show are really great.
Celebrity-wise, who's really good out there?
Tobey Maguire, fantastic player.
Really?
Play with the world's best. And also Ben Affleck.
Yeah. Ben Affleck.
Hank Azaria's noteworthy. James Woods.
James Woods has a reputation.
James Woods has a reputation, yeah.
Was he a prick?
No, he's a great guy. I really like him a lot. In fact, he wrote a quote for the back of my book.
Oh, he did?
We talk about poker all the time.
He's supposed to have a huge schlong, too, by
I've
way.
Heard
that.
That
reputation is...
Yeah.
You should bet on that.
Any bets? Right. Bet on that one.
And a huge IQ. In fact, anytime you talk to James, you'll know both.
Real? Oh, he'll let you know?
He puts his penis in your mouth and then tells you
I don't know. I mean, he's a really fantastic, easygoing guy, but he...
Can we see what the Blue Bunny's all about? I'm a little confused here.
I have no idea.
I think the Blue Bunny came to play rock, scissors, paper.
You guys have your back to him, and he's very
distracting you. See, we need that in poker.
To just, Patrice and I.
Would it be illegal to have that guy behind somebody, just kind of jumping around to distract people?
Should we have him at least say hi?
All right, see what he's all about.
Oh, boy.
Phil, you hanging?
Yeah, I'm hanging. Right, are you kidding? I'm not leaving until I see what this is all about.
That is.
All right, let's get some more wireless. We have so many guests today. We need more wireless mics.
Jesus Christ.
Sandy Kane, I guess, brought the Blue Bunny guy in.
Yeah. Bring him on. Yeah. God. Sandy Kane is an old vaudevillian. I don't know what the hell she's...
She
was a stripper back in the
She does
old
peep
days.
Shows to this day.
Keep him there.
You. Use it now?
Hi.
Hey,
good
morning.
What do you do?
What?
Hi, what are you all about, sir?
My name is Scotty the Blue Bunny. I'm a downtown performance artist. What's up? Good morning.
Good morning.
I think he likes you. He's really eyeballing
so aggressive.
You.
This bunny's hog. Is that his ball or his hog?
I don't know.
Can I get another microphone?
Yeah. No, feel free to move as far away as you,
he brought his own
you
mic.
Want.
Hey, bet on that there, Phil. I bet it's about a 10.
Can we say, I think you should set the scene here.
Jesus
you know?
Christ, Merlin Olsen came in just as a bunny.
This is a velour full.
Stretch velour.
Stretch velour, full blue body
really
suit.
Is aggressive, isn't he? Yeah.
12-inch.
Come on,
12,
go crazy. Go crazy.
Well, I'm
go
just...
Go crazy with it.
We got pictures for the...
I'm homosexual. Go crazy. Inches. Go crazy with it.
Are you gay?
Bunny ears.
I'm ecstatic, baby. I'm ecstatic.
12-inch
overjoyed.
Ears. There are light blue sequins adorning the entire outfit and clear, plastic, 8-inch spiked heels.
That's not his tail.
And a bunny tail.
That's not his tail. That's actually the rest
big
of his mule.
Sequin.
Yeah.
Tucked in the back.
It's tucked around.
I hope you're a bottom, dude.
Why, are you a top?
I don't know what I
are
am.
Are you getting on top?
You're packing a huge log there, bunny ears.
Wow.
I can't take my eyes off his sparkly log.
If you can do it, I'll take it.
Oh, my
good
God.
Good God. What a great beard.
You're a performance artist.
That's true.
So what do you do?
I host a lot of burlesque in the city, downtown.
Yeah. Downtown?
Yeah. No one would have ever guessed.
You ever do kid shows?
Right.
Of course he has.
No, hell no. Hell no.
How do you know Sandy Kane?
From performing together.
Do you do our TV show? You ever
no,
been on her
I haven't
show?
Done it yet.
Do you sing?
Sure.
Oh.
What do you want to sing? Happy birthday to you. Oh, here she comes.
Oh, no. Oh,
oh my God.
Yeah. Hey, Sandy, good morning.
Oh, my God.
We've gone from one of the highlights of my life, winning $100, to one of the things that I'm probably going to have nightmares about for the next 10 years.
Hey, Sandy, you look beautiful.
No, yeah.
You look like a melted Barbie doll. Somebody dropped their doll
dance?
Baby in the oven. Oh, no.
You want a lap dance?
I tell you what, I'll give you $20 to give him a lap dance.
All right.
Wait, we got
what about me? He liked me first.
All right, well.
Start singing.
But you know, Phil, she really doesn't have a lap anymore.
Patrice took the money.
How are you?
Like,
you might not have a dick
on
anymore.
Patrice took the money like Phil was talking to him.
Yeah, I know.
How are you?
I just won $100. I might as well invest 20 in good comedy.
I can't look. Don't look, Patrice.
That's why
Wait,
you
Patrice,
never put money in your
have
mouth.
Have you seen Twato yet?
No, because
Bob. Show him Twato.
You got to look at it.
I want him to put his whole head in.
Hold on.
Sandy, show him that thing
him
on the side of your
you
vagina.
You got to show Phil Gordon. He's a very famous poker player.
What is that, Phil?
That's, I'm
what
not
is
sure.
What is that?
Wait a minute, Phil. Use your poker face. I want to see poker face. Here, take that.
And I want to see
you.
No, give me.
I haven't made $20 in a long time.
Give her the money.
Give her the money. $20.
Wait, did
you
show Twato?
You're very welcome.
She signed it, Sandy.
Pull down the... Sandy, you got to show Twato for that,
though. Show Twato. Let's see Twato.
My whole pussy's out, though. I'm not wearing under...
I have to look through it like it's a
down camera. Pull it down.
Pull it down.
Pull it down further.
Twato, man. Come on, man. Very modest.
Barbara Kelly's stupid.
Oh, come on.
Wait, we like getting the puke sound on. All right, he's leaving the studio.
You know, oh my God, he's really not kidding.
We have a poker grate in here, one of my poker heroes, and
it smells from vomit in here.
It's hairy as a... Okay. Did you show Phil Gordon?
Sandy, you have to listen for a second.
Yeah.
Pull it down so we can see Twato.
Okay, guys,
show
him
Twato.
Show
Twato.
I really didn't.
You have to.
Bikini wax.
Just
show
it. I'm not sure my book publisher is going to appreciate this.
But probably not. But
it looks like a poker chip sticking out.
Yeah, show that thing. What is that? It looks like an ear.
I just want to show you. Go ahead. You paid the $20. What about you?
That's great.
What about you paid the $20?
Can we go to the next segment?
Okay.
Are there commercial breaks?
We have
commercial breaks on this show.
Satellite. There's never a commercial.
Wait, shh. Robert Kelly puking.
Oh, he's in the bathroom? He gets disgusted.
That
he doesn't want...
thing is disgusting.
I can't listen to that.
Phil's out. Phil's folded.
Phil's folded.
Phil has folded his hand.
I can't. He's folded way too early,
out.
I think.
Please deal me out.
Yeah.
There's a big pot here.
Phil's deal.
All right, Phil's not even looking at it.
Phil out.
Yeah, he's smart.
Yeah.
That's shot.
All right, Sandy, we've had enough of you. We'll get back to you. And,
what about Scott?
Oh, my goodness.
We don't want to lose Gordon yet, so.
Wow. I might be joining your buddy in the bathroom.
Yeah, in the bathroom puking.
The idea is shocking.
Well, it's not right.
For the new listener,
right,
she's got a genital wart. She says
I don't know
something
what it
else.
Is.
And it looks like a poker...
My
wait.
Fucking memories. The grossest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That's Audio Robert in the bathroom.
Is he really tossing up?
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Well, with him tossing in the background and washing off. Phil,
yeah.
Did you work for Lockheed or something?
I did, very briefly, but I don't remember anything about that now.
You don't?
No.
The Blue Bunny has erased that
from my memory.
And I'm amazed at your ability with stats and percentages. You actually announced your own percentages at a table once when I was watching, and it was right on the money.
Yeah, and it's not as hard as you might think.
It isn't?
And everything, all the math that you need is a third grade education, and it's explained as clearly as I possibly can in the new book.
In your new book, and that's
which
titled...
I'm pimping again.
Phil Gordon's Little Green Book.
That's it.
That one is mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you sign it for me?
Yeah,
Phil?
I'll sign it. Rock, paper.
Yeah, I know. Hey, if I had to lose to anybody, it's an honor.
All right,
losing
you know, Bobo,
to you.
That might be a good diet for you. The wart diet.
Lose some weight. Just keep showing them that.
Robert
one.
Kelly back in studio. You all right, Robert?
I can't look. I can't look at it.
Obviously,
I can't. It fucking haunts my memory.
It's like half a ear sticking out of the side of her.
I don't know what it is. It always reminded me of that ear they grew on the back of the mouse as some kind of scientific project they were working on. Absolutely, pick up Phil's book.
You don't have
if you want to know anything about poker,
you
man.
You definitely don't have to,
I am thrilled.
Convince me.
What do you think of online poker?
Love it. I play every
you
day.
You play every day?
Every single day.
You do. So do I. I'm on
where
there
where are you
every
playing?
Single day.
Don't say anywhere other than Full Tilt Poker. I'm going to have to get angry
Full Tilt Poker.
That's where you're playing.
I play it Full Tilt Poker. I will. I'll sign up and check it out.
Come on and check it out. It's the best software on the planet.
And what do you... I know a lot of people play in the free rooms, which... is an abomination to me.
There's no reason to be playing in the
free
rooms.
No reason. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I noticed the more money you invest into playing online, the more professional the players seem to be. Because you play in some of the lower stakes rooms. It is just people calling everything.
Right.
They're rivering the shit out of you with nothing. And
well, you have to realize that there's a strategy to beat every single table. When you're playing in a game and everyone seems to be calling everything, well... just tighten up, and when you do play a hand, overbet, play big, big, big pots because you've got the best hand.
Mm-hmm.
If you're playing in a very tight game, then you want to play very loose, and you want to play every hand, and you want to force them to continue to make the mistake that they're making, which is folding too much.
That's cool because you kind of learn that yourself just playing.
Yeah.
Playing
so,
a lot.
You know, whatever game you're playing, whether it be 1 cent, 2 cent, 5 cent, 10 cent, or 50 and 100
yeah.
online, there is definitely a strategy for beating every single table.
How do you do online? Good?
All the money that I went online, though, I donate to cancer research, Research and Prevention Foundation. So,
what a guy. Look, he's just nice endeared himself more with the chicks that love him anyway.
He's a nice guy.
Bastard. I love it. I have one more question about online play, and now it just completely slipped my mind. I stink. Something about... Oh, do people know that it's you they're playing against?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Really?
At Full Tilt, all the professionals that are online play under their own name. You can learn, chat, and play with the pros. Online with me are Chris Ferguson, Howard Letter, Phil Ivey, John Juwanda, Eric Seidel from Rounders, Tony Gowan, Jennifer Harmon, Andy Block, and Eric Lindgren, yeah.
Finally, why the fuck would I want to go and play with these?
Well, we play very, very low limits. I mean, when I'm playing online, I'm playing 50 cent and a dollar. I'm not playing the, you know... Like I said, all the money I win, I donate to charity. So when you come online and you lose money, at least it's going to a good cause.
Yeah. Very cool, man. Phil.
How about a final question from the retired Laverne Shirley?
You got a question for
Phil
Gordon?
Phil Gordon. They're really good at celebrity interviews. Go ahead. Wait. The mic's not on there, Ben.
The mic isn't working. Now that she knows who you are, she was trying to utter.
I didn't know who this guy was because I don't know nothing about poker.
All right. Yeah.
But do you go to Atlantic City and play at those casinos in AC?
Occasionally, yeah, as little as possible. I'm not a big Atlantic City fan.
Oh, you're basically based in California, huh?
No, I live about two blocks from the Bellagio, and once you've been to once you've been in Las Vegas, pretty much every other poker room in the world sucks. Yeah.
Do people go like, "Oh," when you go over and sit down at a
No, not really. Game? I think people are excited to play.
Yeah,
you know?
It is exciting to play with the pros you see on TV. It really is. It makes people almost happy to lose their money.
Anthony, ask him how much he's worth because you built a relationship with him.
There you go.
That's how much money you got. I want to know what's going on with you.
I have $180.
Come on, man. Stop with this. See, this is the thing I don't like about white guys. They keep their money to their... I want money talk. Give me some money.
I got $180 in a story I will never forget.
Damn it. What kind of house you live in? What kind of apartment?
I have a condo in Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm traveling like three weeks out of the month.
After you saw Twato, are you ever going to order a mushroom
pizza?
He
didn't pull it out.
He didn't look.
He didn't really look. He bailed on that.
You got two or three girlfriends or what?
Was completely ridiculous. Yeah, well, so guys, let's have to say that.
Yeah, let's thank Phil Gordon for stopping by.
Phil, thank you so
Phil
much.
Phil Gordon's Little Green Book. You can get that now, right?
Pick it up.
Thanks for the easy money, by the way.
No problem,
Each day, millions of Americans...
What?
He's talking all kinds of smack.
What's wrong, Eric?
Oh, my God, Eric. What did you just do?
You did not just come in and say
what did you just do to interrupt our break?
Well, why were you running in? Now you got to take a little beating.
No, you guys were still talking. I didn't know if you heard the music that you were back on. There's just a lot
going on. We were doing a break. We were doing our show, and you came in and told us the show is on.
I just want to call out Patrice because he's like, he's not impressed with Phil Gordon. And he says, when he comes back, I'll bet him. I'm like,
Well, I'm trying to explain to him that he'll play cards with anyone in this room and beat the crap out of him. And Patrice is just like, it's all luck. It's cards. And then I'm trying to explain to him how it works where... You know, it's not just about the cards. It's about how you bet and the intimidation factor. And he's like, shut up, rock, paper, lost.
Pussy all shaking. All right.
I'm thinking
Let
he could
play
read my mind.
Or 21 or I Declare War, some ghetto game.
Ghetto game. You should have played a ghetto game with the guy.
I didn't have any money. So I was going to say, somebody sponsor me. And I'd have beat him. I'd have beat him in that dumb game.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been shook by his
You
goofy.
Continue talking cuff now that he's
I thought
long
he could
gone.
Read my
Where's
mind.
Phil Gordon at? Where is he at?
I thought he could read
Get
my mind. I was thinking rock, and I was throwing paper. Like, I didn't want anything to give away what I was going to throw out. And when that last one, when he threw out paper and I threw out rock, I swear to you, I was going to throw paper, and I don't know why my hand just fucking curled up into rock.
Oh, my God. You think he's like a white voodoo doctor.
He is. He's a wizard.
Anthony really is enamored with Phil.
That son of a bitch beat me.
Anthony loves his card, man.
You know what really got me? The fact that it got down to the last one. We were right there.
You
had a chance. I had a chance.
I'm going to tell you what's in his mind now.
Yeah.
I think he let me win, too. That's what he in his
I
mind.
I think he let me get up to four.
You think he let
to the last
win
one.
Two of them?
Let
no.
me get up to where we needed to go with the last one.
You won. Trust me.
He was staring you right down. You were looking away from him. You were looking away, and then you'd go one, two, three, shoot, and you'd throw.
I didn't want to give it away. I didn't want to have a tell, and I guess I did. My hand, and I know damn well as I was throwing it out, I was absolutely letting him know between having my hand by my shoulder and having it out in what I want. I was letting him know what I was doing,
okay.
And he would compensate.
Can we do something right now?
Yeah.
Can I just play him in Rock, Paper, Scissors?
Yeah, all
right. Right now.
Uh-huh.
And
where's
show
your 100?
I don't have $100.
Anthony, only don't play.
And show
Anthony.
Him what?
Don't play for
you.
Play.
All right, you'll play for 100 with him, but if he wins, you have to lick that water chestnut on her fucking belly.
That's not worth anything in the world.
No,
exactly. All right, we got to go to the hotline. Big Star.
That's right.
Big Star calling in. Robert.
Yeah.
It's Robert Romanus. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Very good. I've been very excited that you're going to be on our program. I wish you were coming in instead of just a phone call.
Well, where are you anyway?
We're in New York.
Oh.
Where are you?
Well, I'm in Los Angeles, so...
Just waking up.
Yes, you bet.
Oh, man, it is early, huh?
Yeah, go slow, man.
Yeah, we'll keep it light.
Could you give us right. Could you give us one line so everyone knows who you are?
One line?
Yeah.
Well...
Just to get it going.
Act like wherever you are, that's the place to be.
Of course. That's who he
place
is.
To be.
Isn't this great?
Yeah, isn't this great?
That's who he is. Of course, Damone from Fast Times. You must, dude, every day? Is it
every
day of your life?
Every day. Amazing, yeah.
Are you pissed about it? Or
not at all.
No?
No, it's actually it's great, you know.
Isn't this great?
Of course it is.
I got to get through some of the basic questions you probably asked all the time and everything. Did you expect it to be that big a movie that just has gone on for this many years?
No, never did. Never did. Never in my wildest dreams imagined that, 20-something years later, I'd still be doing interviews about it.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a summer movie.
Well, we still watch it on a regular basis.
That's quite amazing. Yeah.
Do you ever think Penn, back then, would win an Oscar?
Yeah, I knew he would.
Yeah.
He's an amazing actor, you know.
Yeah. What do you think about his politics and stuff? You ever get involved with any of that? Or?
Well, you know, personally, I don't get involved.
Good
I
move.
I do what I do, you know. But, I love Sean Penn, man. I think I just love what he does.
Yeah.
You know? He's got a great commitment, and I love that. And he has it in his work, and he has it in his life. And how can you not like that, you know? Even if you don't get along with it.
Yeah. You ever bump into anybody from the movie?
Once in a while. You know, maybe... I think it was a couple years ago we did a photo, a cast photo.
Really?
For what's that magazine?
Vanity Fair usually
yeah,
does
that's
those,
it,
yeah.
That's it, yeah. And that was, you know, we saw everybody. It was really fun, but that's about it. Everybody's so busy, you know.
Yeah. Hey, you had full frontal nudity in that movie that they didn't show, huh?
Yeah, yes, I did.
They had to cut it out to keep an R rating?
Well, you know, I think it was a toss-up. Honestly, I don't really know, but I think it was between, you know, they looked at the carrot scene, you know.
Right, the blowjob scene, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
And they looked at our scene, and they said, something's got to go.
Oh,
you can't
no.
Have both.
That isn't what they just told you, because it didn't end up very good. Were you proud of your full frontal? Because there's some guys that do the full frontal, and it's like, maybe they shouldn't have done that.
Let me tell you, I have nothing to be shy about.
Oh,
there you go. I got the most important question, though.
All right.
Why did he screw up and play Kashmir in the car?
Oh,
well,
they always ask
you know,
one,
that's,
right.
That's a question I get asked quite often.
That's probably the number one question, because what's the famous line when it comes to making out?
Put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4, is it?
Side
one of Led Zeppelin
4. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And then they cut to the scene, he's in the car, and it's Kashmir.
Right. Well, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess what happened is it had to do with the rights.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like to just think Rat was so stupid.
Right.
That,
well, you could think that if you like, you know.
Yeah, he just couldn't quite get a grasp on what you were trying to do. You know?
Well, you know, you can't go wrong with Kashmir either.
Isn't this great?
Yeah.
What are you working on now? You got a movie?
Well, I got a couple things. You know, I I teach mostly, you know. I work with kids from kindergarten through sixth grade.
What do you teach them?
I teach music and drama.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, every once in a while I'll go off and do a movie, you know, if I get a call from a friend or something. And in the theaters now is a movie called Going Shopping. That's a Henry Jaglom film.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another movie that I just finished called The Mojave Desert Phone Booth, which I think is going to be really good.
Yeah? What's that about?
Well, you know, there's an actual phone booth in the Mojave Desert that's like 15 miles from nowhere, and it's famous. There's a whole website about it and everything. And for years, people would drive out to this phone booth, and people would call this phone booth. And so strangers would talk to each other.
Can I ask you a question,
yeah,
Robert? Now, are you a teacher and all this stuff? Is it this forced to like? Are you forced to be this caring guy, or just didn't, or you know, it didn't happen? Like kind
Patrice O'Neill, by the way.
Don't tell him who it is. Cause
may have seen him in some motion pictures.
Like, it's like because when people go,
he plays the bouncer a lot.
Like from right, I'm a big black dude, and it's like if I ever say that I'm teaching kids, most likely something you know didn't work out for me.
Well, I don't understand that question, really.
Are you teaching because you have to, or teaching because, you know, you want to?
Well,
that's
let
a good
me
question.
Tell you something. I don't know any teacher, really, who teaches for the money.
Yeah, right? Yeah, no one, they don't make any money.
You know? I mean, if I wanted to make money or something, I'd really have to do something else.
And I
in
think...
In fact, I act to supplement my income. Yeah. As a teacher.
I see his resume is a little more full than yours, Patrice.
I
so
know.
So how about...
I enjoyed him in Kilroy.
I don't know what you're insinuating.
Well, let me
I didn't see you in
that.
Valerie Flake,
I did,
Patrice.
I've done this for almost, I think almost like 25, 30 years I've been doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And after a while, you know, I get tired of going into these offices and and trying to prove to these people in 5 minutes that I'm the guy for the job.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, after 20 years of film, I got 20 fucking years of film.
That's right, Patrice.
If you haven't bought me by now, you're not going to buy me in a 5-minute meeting.
What role were you in, Maggie Winters, Patrice?
I wasn't. That's what I'm saying. I just want to make sure.
Patrice did play a transvestite in the Meg Ryan movie.
Which one?
I was the movie.
In the cut.
In the cut. Yeah,
all right, now don't get down on Patrice, man. He's asking. He's got a legitimate question.
Yeah, I just wanted to know. That's
no, I wasn't getting down. He actually played a transvestite role.
And what part did you play in that Secret Sunday, Patrice?
Nothing.
Let me tell you how I got into it.
And I also wasn't in Tychus.
Yeah?
I have 3 kids.
Really?
I have 3 kids. I got 10-year-old twins and a 7-year-old. And I spent a lot of time with my kids, and I spent a lot of time at their school. And it just
boring.
Became such a much more enjoyable atmosphere for me, you know, than the hustle of showbiz.
Yeah.
So that's really where it comes out. I mean, I'm not a young kid anymore. If I was a young kid, I wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
I'd still be hustling, you know.
How old were you when you did Fast Times?
I was 26 years old.
26, playing like a high school kid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's laughing back there now?
Patrice fell on the floor.
He can't get up. The guy's 6'4". He's a 6'4 black guy. He's laying on the floor.
And he's fallen down.
And he's crying.
He's
got to
hit his life call button around his neck so somebody could get in here and lift him back on the chair.
I'm sorry, Robert. He fell off his chair for some reason. I don't know why.
Now, you have a brother in showbiz?
Yeah, I have an older brother, yeah.
And was he... Did he guest in The Sopranos?
Yes, he did, yeah.
Because a lot of people thought that was you.
No, he's a lot taller.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
And older. I mean, he's like 13 years older than me.
Oh, yes, because people are saying, oh, he was into The Sopranos.
No,
that wasn't
my older
him.
Older brother.
Oh, get it
he
right.
Was in, he's been going since Mean Streets back in the 70s, you know.
Right. Hey, why didn't you take a sip of that iced tea before you said great iced tea?
I think that was planned.
Yeah, great iced tea, because it wasn't all about the iced tea, was it?
It wasn't.
That's
it wasn't
right.
I got a very, very important question. Do you got a pair of tickets for U2 this Friday night at Madison Square Garden?
I wish.
I need tickets for you, too.
You can't get tickets.
No.
I'm almost working at the 7-Eleven.
All right, Robert. Well, thanks for calling up, man.
Mojave Phone Booth coming out in 2006.
Yeah, exactly, man.
All right.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Robert.
Bye.
Bye.
There he goes. God, Patrice. Jesus.
I saw it brewing in him until he couldn't help himself.
Patrice. And Obi naming his movies. I didn't see you in, and I'm Valerie's Flake.
Let me tell you something.
These were real movies, by the way.
Let me tell you something about Tychus.
I don't know what you played in Valerie Flake.
Listen, let me tell you something. Carlos Wake, buddy. Classic.
You know, Patrice, he was executive number two in Bachelor Man. Who were you? Who were you? Steven's boss in The Last Run.
Oh, were you in Shut Your Dirty Little Mouth?
It's just like you would just love to hear the honesty. I would be so honest if it was like everyone in a movie that I was in is like a name brand. Even Phoebe Cates. Phoebe Cates, Judge Reinhold, Sean Penn, Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Yeah.
And then he's the second most unknown other than the dude who played the guy trying to sleep with Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Stereo salesman?
What's that?
What finally got you?
You didn't see him? He was just staring at me the whole time like, are you fucking kidding me?
All right, student, settle down.
Oh, Opie caught me. He really caught me on guard with
that. Like a boring bitch.
I'm your drama teacher. I didn't just hear what I thought I heard.
I'm your drama teacher, Mr. Romanus. Settle down, kids. Hey, kid, would you get that shirt out of the hamper?
Patrice basically said, do you like working with kids, or do you do it because you're a failure?
I just figured I'd help kids out with their math homework on such a hot day.
All right, here we go. Ben's saying we got a break for some reason.
We have a lot of spots.
A lot of spots?
Spots.
Real spots? Oh, okay. Hey, Anthony, it's Gamefly.com.
Oh. Isn't this great? Gamefly. I love it.
I did Gamefly.com on my thing, remember?
They're the world's leading online video game rental service. It's so easy. Yep. You send a game back, you have the next game on your queue list, it's automatically sent to you. But you have up to two games out at a time, games you can keep as long as you want, without any pesky late fees.
Mm-mm.
And if you really like the game, you simply click keep it in your game queue.
Blueberries!
Yeah, here he goes with his blueberries. And you get the mint condition box and manual delivered to you all at a great member discount. Go to gamefly.com/XM to get signed up. Costs only $21.95 a month.
Blueberries are excellent.
I'm doing a live read here.
But Opie's fucking losing it over there. He's fucking losing his mind.
I haven't laughed this hard in so long. This show has been so fucked up on so many levels.
I love it.
Go ahead,
Anthony. Yes, $21.95 a month, but you can start with a free two-week XM trial. No commitments. You cancel any time you want. Start playing all the latest releases, all those games you wanted to play with Gamefly.com. Over 2,500 titles to choose from. They got it for Xbox, PS2, GameCube, Game Boy Advance, DS, and the new PSP. Two games at a time. No shipping charges either way, too. How about that? You keep the games as long as you want. No late fees. All the games you want, go to Gamefly.com. That's Gamefly.com/XM. And plug in XM in the promo code, and you'll get a special secret offer. It's great. It's Gamefly.com.
All right. We're going to bring Lady Di and Marion back into the studio and Sandy Kane and what is that guy? The Blue Bunny?
Scotty.
Is he going to actually do something today or is he just kind of going to do what he's doing? I don't know. All right. We go to break with this little thing that Steve put together for Stalker Patty.
Hey, nice car, Patrice. You're keeping it up well. And don't fuck with it.
Bigger. Good one. That's a damn good one. Oh, shit.
Two tickets for Patrice, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Little Brother.
Oh, man. Hey, if XM wants to show me the love today, give me those U2 tickets for Friday night at the Garden.
You're not doing that.
Fuck yeah.
You're making an on-air plea for tickets.
That's right, I am. That's right, I am. I got to go see U2 Friday night.
ELO's working on it.
He better work
right
on
now.
It. And if they hand me Islander tickets, I'm not taking them. I got season tickets for the Islanders already. I'm sorry. I'll be very thankful when
you better be.
When I get tickets for something I don't need.
What's my surprise? Yankee tickets, right? Better be. Better be playoff tickets, World Series tickets.
All I know is
that
everyone's
something.
Panicking around here. They're trying to get us tickets for stuff. Just want to let people know I just got 4 season tickets for the New York Islanders.
Ever heard of a ticket broker?
The check is going out today.
All right, as we go to break, Steve did this. Stalker Patty and Big A went out recently, and then Robert Kelly blowing up, man. And, of course, Patrice O'Neill,
yes.
Who fell on the floor.
Always welcome in this studio, morning, Patrice O'Neill.
Very important day. We're celebrating a year at XM Satellite Radio, and a FedEx package has just arrived.
What is this?
Well, these are gifts from Don and the people at XM. So here's Anthony's.
Let me see.
Read it on the air, Anthony.
Let's see. The best part of XM is only a year. What? The best part of XM is only a year old, and there are many more to come. How is he writing? I can't say how proud we all are of you and Opie. Who knew this would be so huge for XM and all your fans? You guys make XM great. Happy anniversary, Ant. Have fun Friday night at the Yankee game. Wiki. Nice. There it is. How about that? Friday night, I am going to see the Yankees. Nice.
And Opie, here's your gift.
Thank you, Ben.
Plus, if the Yankees go to the ALCS, you'll have 2 seats to that as well. Ooh, now we're getting some respect. I like it. So I'm going to go see the Yankees. In the playoffs. Opie, what are you going to?
Opie, thanks for all of the hard work for the past year. You have no idea of the impact that you guys have made on XM and the nation in such a short time. Looking forward to many more years with you and Ant. Take a glimpse at the Islanders' schedule. Pick some games.
You didn't even get tickets.
And they're on us. Proud of you, bro.
He got a calendar.
I'd like to know where these seats are. Are these going to be good seats?
Yeah, you're sitting with Rudy Giuliani.
I'm sitting with Giuliani?
No, I don't know.
I got the Islanders game schedule.
And you're going to an Islander game. Opie, aren't you an Islander season ticket holder?
I'm buying 4 season tickets today.
So you're... Oh, no!
Jesus!
Oh, no!
Jesus!
Oh, Ben's walking out of the
studio. Oh, Opie, you ingrate!
Oh. Hey, Opie, I would have went.
Come on!
Yeah, black guy at a hockey
that's
game.
That's what I was saying. I mean, I wanted to learn.
Nice try.
Nice. Wow. You are the worst.
Jesus.
You are just an ingrate.
Look at Anthony looking at his
beautiful
gift.
I know, I'm very excited. Game 3. That's nice. Angels-Yankees. You have to shred it like you're putting it in a rabbit cage. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
Season tickets to the season ticket holders. Hey, listen. Free pan pizza at the...
I see who's more important here. Anthony's got actual tickets to a game.
Yeah.
Can pick and whichever one.
And you're like, pick seats. We'll see what we can do.
Let me know.
I'll talk to a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah.
They gave Opie the finger gun. There you go, son.
There you go.
By the way, if you like Subway subs.
Bang, bang.
Oh, you got a... You know where I'm sitting?
Oh, pull it up over here, Than.
Mm-hmm. What a game. You get to go to both games?
No. Well, if they go to the ACLS.
Do you have actual tickets there? Let me see.
They're en route. I don't have tickets yet, but I have tickets, but I just don't. I'm not in possession of them. I don't have to pick out my seat.
And who you taking? Who are you taking, Anthony?
I'm taking my lovely, my girlfriend.
Come on, she doesn't like baseball.
She's a Mets fan.
She's a Mets fan. Let me go.
Yeah, but why don't you go? Yeah.
Why don't you bring Anthony? And maybe when he finds
bring
out.
Bring Anthony?
I mean.
You motherfucker. Can you get the name straight? It's Opie and Anthony.
Who looks Italian?
Bill Burr has never mixed
never
us up.
Never made a mistake.
Never.
The whole OP Anthony thing is very obvious. Yeah. Hey, we get very pissed off when people come up to us and go, well, which one's OP?
Take 2 seconds and
figure it out.
There's a Dago and a fucking Nick,
Jesus,
whatever
boss.
You are.
I don't know.
Jesus, Rich.
Easy there. Don't let's not get that stupid.
Gee, where is boss?
I made a simple mistake.
You guys, let's say hi to little Jimmy Norton.
It's Jimmy.
What's up, boys?
Oh,
get
boy.
Him off. We're having so much fun without him.
Don't get him off the streets, you motherfucker.
Jimmy.
Jimmy.
No, hold on. Patrice, do you understand why you have 3 friends left?
Jimmy, we're having a really good show today.
Oh.
Good.
Oh, no. Jim.
I don't got you.
Doesn't he just sound all like...
You know who's there with Jim? Vic Damone.
Hey, me and Jim are hanging out together.
Vic Damone. We just had Damone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High on our show. Nothing but the best guest for our show today.
Well, he's really hard to get, man. He's doing like some kind of a big radio thing. He's got like a call-in he's doing somewhere else next month. No one is talking to that guy.
No, not at all. But I made Patrice fall on the floor, though.
Why? Would you throw a piece of candy there?
Well, we got his, I guess we got his bio with all the movies he's been in, and Patrice was making fun of him because he's a teacher and basically asked him, are you teaching because you can't act or you're not getting acting roles?
Yeah, exactly.
But he's been in all these Who Care movies, so I'm like, yeah, Patrice, were you in Valerie Flake? As we're looking at all the movies he was in.
What part did you play in Tychus?
The best one is Tychus.
Tychus.
You was in Tychus, nigga? Hell yeah.
I was Sam in Tychus.
I was in Tychus.
So that was fun, and he went away pretty sad, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys kind of gave him a good smashing?
No, but, well, he started talking about being a teacher or having kids or something. I just yelled out, boring, and Patrice fell on the floor.
The way you said it. You went, boring. You rang it like a bell.
And then we had Phil Gordon, who's a poker legend. He played rock, paper, scissors with Anthony for $100.
$100, and I lost.
He lost 3-2.
God damn it.
And what else happened? We got the retarded Laverne and Shirley. Oh, you got to say hi to them. Bring them back in. They came by. This is all for our big 1 year at XM, by the way, Jimmy.
I know. That's why I'm calling in, just to say happy anniversary.
But Jimmy's calling. I want to know what's happening with Jimmy Norton.
Well, hold on. Hold on. We got to tell him about the blue bunny that's here, a 6'4 guy that's in a bodysuit with bunny ears.
Why?
We don't know why.
Hey, and Norton, you are no longer to call Rich Voss. He is Rich McFarland from now on.
And Anthony, why don't you tell Jimmy what XM got you for a year of service?
XM got me tickets to the Yankees-Angels game this Friday.
Oh, that's great.
How cool is that?
You know, Yoshi almost got those for me while I was here.
Really? Yeah, because you're over there. You could go.
Exactly. So the 1 year anniversary and my Asian pornography friend, same gift.
Anthony, why don't you tell Jimmy what I got?
Opie got
a key to his own house.
Yeah, it was. I can't even say he got tickets to an Islander game. They said, pick a seat. We'll see what we can do. To an Islanders game.
Wow.
Yeah, I get, playoff tickets.
Ants got definite baseball playoff tickets, and I was handed an Islanders schedule. And pick out a game you would like to go to, which is nice, obviously.
But he's a season ticket holder.
But I'm a season ticket holder. I'm buying 4 tickets today, matter of fact.
Hey, what's the Blue Bunny guy?
He's like 6'4", at least. I don't know. And he's really strange.
Where's Bob Kelly?
What's up, buddy? I'm right here.
All right. I heard you were being very unpleasant to me yesterday. I didn't care for it at all.
Oh, just a bit. Just a bit.
I wasn't alone.
If I could quote Robert Kelly, I do believe he said, Jim who?
Oh, God.
Did you say that, Bob?
You know what, Jim? I believe I repeated that.
No.
I don't believe I was the... I believe I repeated that.
Robert started it.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch. It took a clockwise turn around the console.
I did put the first down payment on the T-shirts that we haven't made.
As we all took turns bashing your insecurities, pretty much.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you these little shitheads on the message board something. I am going nowhere. If they want me, this gig, you have to thumb my asshole and drag me out of there screaming and kicking. I am never leaving that studio voluntarily.
Well, it's not your choice, dude.
Yeah, we're not talking about voluntarily.
It's not your choice. You're an employee.
Well, listen to this guy.
You know, are you talking to me or are you talking to Bobby about Dane Cook?
That's what I'm talking about, Bob. Norton is making sure there's no suicide in his future.
See, Robert, you said that about him yesterday.
We said you were trying to kill yourself, Norton, but you didn't know how because you're impervious to everything. Jumping, drowning.
They said you would bounce if you hit the ground, and you can't drown yourself because you're a scallop. They live underwater. But horrible people.
Jimmy, you know the publicity shot of Ant and I and you where it's just your head on the console?
I do. I'm very well aware of that shot.
Well, Robert Kelly decided it would be really funny to remove your head and put his head in your place.
Yeah.
So now in the studio, it's Robert Kelly's head on the console.
Oh, that's kind of cute. Bob's funny at that. Like taking like a little head and gluing another one on. I mean, that's kind of cool.
Wow. Mine's going to be taken off today, and then they're going to put the real host of the show, Billy Burr.
I can't.
Bob, you know what? You should take your head and paste it on the front of a pizza box.
That's just mean, Jimmy. That's just mean. Don't get mad at me because Billy Burr is funny. I'm only here once. I've been here one time. That's because Billy's on the road.
No, it's been
exactly stupid. So Billy, believe me, gave your spot a good kicking out. This was your time to shine, stupid.
And I didn't, like I did my whole life, dummy. I know. I stink.
Bob, don't make it real. We're having fun.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Jimmy, you could hear it, right? With Bob trying to play mental psychology games. You should have seen the blood come out of his ears.
Sorry, dude.
I didn't. And
I really do. I get carried away.
Only the best.
Go ahead. Get it. Tears of a clown. We're all hurt.
only the best for little Jimmy Norton as you spend some time in Hollywood. We got someone that wants to say hi to you from your past. Go ahead.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
I miss you, Jimmy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. We miss you.
Thank you.
How's everything going in L.A.?
It's good.
Hey, when are you coming back?
All right. It's 12.
All right.
Jimmy will be back a week from today.
Okay.
He's going to be on the Tonight Show on Monday, ladies.
Jesus, this is your third time in like a year, right, Jimmy?
I'll watch for you.
Thanks. That was good.
Why is Lady Di all excited? Lady Di looks like, I don't know. She still looks like she's an alcoholic, but she doesn't look as bad. She doesn't look as Mama threw me from the train.
Not as bad as you looked last time.
But you definitely you definitely got some liver damage happening.
No, I don't.
Let's be honest.
You had to have.
No, I don't. She looks like a mixture between Janis Joplin and Fred Flintstone.
Jimmy.
Janis Joplin and Fred Flintstone.
Wow. What was the other one? What was the other one that floored us today?
What the two of them look like?
So you look like a melted Barbie doll.
Meatloaf and David Bowie.
Meatloaf and David Bowie.
And
Thelma and Louise after they drove off the cliff.
And then Patrice said that Marion is sporting what?
Jimmy.
Three different hairstyles?
Three hairstyles of three different ethnic groups. an afro, a mullet.
A mullet.
That's the new look.
We look good.
Hey, Jim, I lost a lot more weight.
Did you?
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Why does
he? Oh, come on.
He doesn't care.
Kind of miss you, buddy. I'll see you soon.
We will see him soon.
You should lose weight in Sloan Kettering with radiation blast.
No. I lost weight. I'm not sick. Believe me. I'm healthy. Very healthy.
All right, ladies. Bye. We're going to talk to Jimmy now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, lady.
I'm very
I didn't call you back last night. I apologize.
That's fine, man.
Honestly, I don't care. We should bring this up on the air, though. So you ran into Dice.
Yes, I saw him.
Well, we kind of teased this earlier, and I said, well, when Jimmy calls in today, we'll talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, we talked at the Comedy Store. It was good to see him, actually. It was the first time I've talked to him in almost 2 years. And, you know, it was nice to see him. He's doing well.
Right. And he said the reason he hasn't come on our show yet is because he needs to talk to me personally. And I actually, that's why I want to bring it up on the air. I feel like a real idiot today. Because we really, stupid us, we really thought it was personal shit maybe he didn't want to talk about, or we don't know. And
yeah.
We're like, we don't do our show that way, obviously. But I guess it comes down, he wanted to give condolences to me personally about the loss of my father.
I'm caring and sensitive, jerk-off, okay?
Well, he's like, I can't go on the air and just do that stuff that we do on the air without talking to him first. He's like, it was too, you know, that's the way he is, too. So I definitely believe him. I mean, it was just he's one of those guys. He has to talk to you about that and clear that air and tell you how he feels before.
Well,
he
it's been a year. What about a phone call?
Well, you know, he did call.
He did call, and I didn't call him back because I thought
how long ago was that?
This goes back a while.
You know, so it's your fault.
I feel like a complete ass today, yes. I'm calling myself out today.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's all he wanted was to talk to me personally and, you know, and give his condolences. I had no idea. I thought it was about aww. I thought it was about some of the nonsense that happens when you hang out with Dice.
Yeah, I thought it was because he hated me. It was all kinds of
all sorts of shit was going on, and I'm like, you know what, then fuck it. Then we'll do the show without Dice. But now it turns out that I was the idiot.
Who needs Dice, though? Bob, you did the garden, too, didn't you?
Yeah, with Dane Cook.
Yeah, but, you know, Jimmy,
you did the garden, too, though, Jimmy.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but I said this to Robert Kelly yesterday. He warmed up for Dane Cook. Everyone knows it now. And he fucking killed in front of 5,000 people.
When
I
was
very
that?
Impressed.
A couple weeks ago.
He was at the garden a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, all right. So I owe Dice a call so we can maybe work that out.
Yeah. No, he's doing good. And I didn't watch his set because I was outside talking to Rogan, Rogan just is an animal. He's just a fucking animal, and he was talking about how he's going to choke Wesley Snipes. He's really going to hurt Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes he's got a problem with?
Why?
They're fighting, dude. They're going to do a fight.
We knew he had a problem with...
Wait, they're going to do a real fight?
But Wesley can fight, too. Wesley, like, is another... But I think Rogan's an animal, Wesley's a trained... Like, he's like some super fifth degree something.
Rogan's
like
got a lot of martial arts training,
Rogan's
too,
a beast. Like, Rogan's an ultimate fighter type of dude.
Yeah, that's what he does.
He trains like crazy.
Snipes, though, you never bet against a black guy.
Yeah.
Ever.
Don't bet against... Never
always
bet against black.
Right.
Always bet on black, dummy.
Always bet on black.
When you bet on the white guy, when he's angry with big fists and he's from South Boston...
Yeah, I would have to take Joe Rogan in that fight.
Think Joe might train, but, I mean, Wesley's not a punk, man.
What's
I
the problem?
Wesley called him out, though. Wesley's trying to, for some reason, I think he's broke, so he's trying to get guys to fight him. He asked one guy who said no, and then he went to Rogan who said yes.
He's going to, all his movies are straight to VHS now or something. Like
what happened to Blade?
Blade 2.
Where's the Blade money?
That's it.
Blade 3.
He has the Blade money.
That's enough.
Hey, man, nigga rich, man. I got $462.08, but I got
but you have
eight
900,
diamond rings.
You have 900 pairs of sneakers.
What the hell? Really worse with money.
Oh, I can't. I'm sorry. You know,
your cell phone doesn't need diamonds on it.
What the hell he's been doing? The guy was in, all right, he's got Blade, Blade 2, Blade Trinity.
He was in a few movies.
Tu Wong Fu.
White Men
Can't Jump. Jungle Fever.
A little Jungle Fever, sure.
Mo Better Blues.
The Marshall. What was that movie?
Did years ago? Wildcats.
Waiting to Exhale.
Valerie Flake.
I would say he was an A celebrity for a while, though.
He was.
He was definitely A-lister.
Oh, and yeah. He might still be A-list because Wesley's still known. Like, I didn't realize his career had took a, you know...
Murder at 1600. That was pretty good.
U.S. Marshal. That was
U.S. Marshal.
You know, messed him up trying to be a black, black action hero.
Yeah.
Like Blade was good because it's a black comic book, but he was trying to do too much karate.
I saw him and like Denzel in the same category for a while.
Well, he was like a leading. He was like the hood leading man. Like Denzel was like. The certified act with white women leading man. And Wesley Snipes was the certified act with black women.
Hold on, Sandy King is getting really pissed off outside
what
the studio.
What is she mad at now?
Because
what is she angry
because the Blue
at?
Bunny didn't get enough time.
What did he...
Sandy, what's wrong?
Sandy.
He came all the way in there.
Sandy.
All right, get on mic, Jim.
He put his bunny costume
on. Wait till that's on.
He patted his balls and shit, and you know, he's not even on.
But
man.
He was on, but what is it? Sandy, you got to think. Focus for a minute. Oh, no, hold on. Focus. What does he do?
He's hysterical.
But
Talk to him.
Hold on.
He's Jewish.
But what could? What
he's
does
a
he...
Jew, man. He's funny, and he's got a shtick besides having a dick.
Ugh.
3,000 miles away. Ugh.
See, Jimmy doesn't miss this
place. No, talk to him, man. Come on.
You don't miss this, Jimmy.
Talk to him.
All right, bring him in.
Bring in the blue bunny.
You know, Sandy, you look...
fucking A.
You look, Sandy, Patrice.
You look like a...
Look at you, man. You look, fucking ugly bastard.
You look like a...
You fucking ugly, man. Ooh. I wouldn't fuck you.
You look like an unwrapped mummy.
Fuck you. Look at you, you fat fuck. You're a fat fuck, man. He doesn't eat pizza. He eats Pizza Hut. You need to eat a Pizza Hut, man.
Oh, my God.
He's been spot on with everything.
Every way he's described.
Why don't you lose some fucking
spot
weight,
spot on.
Man.
Yeah.
You're a great face for radio, Patrice. I mean, why don't you have titties or something? I'm just saying, man. How can you fucking talk?
You're old.
Yeah, hey, so are you.
No, he's not.
To me, he's old.
He's half your age.
He is? How do you know? He's so fat, you can't see the wrinkles.
Hey, she got you there, Patrice.
He's got like three stomachs. You can't even see the dick.
What'd you call her?
First used on Fatty Arbuckle, that joke.
Patrice.
I'm saying, man. How can you talk?
Patrice, what'd you call her earlier? Melted Barbie doll?
Oh, she looked... Barbie doll that got dropped in the oven?
You know, Scotty, I'd sooner fuck you with my vibrator than any of these fucks.
This is...
All right. This is the most comfortable situation
now,
I've ever
Blue
been
Bunny,
in my
she
whole
says
life.
You're hysterical funny. What do you do? What do you actually do? What's your act?
I host a lot of shows downtown. Sing, dance, run around in a bunny outfit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's burlesque.
It's burlesque.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
We're listening.
Sorry, I'm letting you down.
Norton, just so you get an idea what he looks like.
I just wanted to know what you did.
He looks like Dan Fouts in a...
Dan Fouts, Jesus.
He looks like Dan Fouts in a bunny costume with a giant log.
You did. Do you pad the front of that bunny suit?
Or
is that all you? Not at all.
Why you stand up?
Not at all. But I just want to know if
I'm right here. I'm right here. Whatever you want to.
Truly, the first time I met Scott, he took his dick out. I was at the slipper room, and he was so excited to see me. He was drunk, and he took his dick out.
Oh, yeah?
Hi, Sandy. And he shook it.
I hope this goes on for
8 hours.
Cute story,
Sandy. No, I'm just saying that. I'm going to be at Stand Up New York Thursday night, 11 p.m. I want everyone to come down. And when are you going to be at Slipper Room?
Yeah, when are you going to be there?
You can check my website, ScottyBunny.com.
ScottyBunny.com. You're going to get a lot of hits today, Scotty. You didn't get a lot of airtime, but you're going to get a lot of hits on the website.
It's all right.
Did you change or walk here like that?
I flew here.
You flew.
Yeah.
The streets of Manhattan.
I'm a homosexual. I can do a lot of things normal
people
can't.
You get away with
a
lot of stuff. Yeah.
Which one do you like out of all these guys?
It's all right. We don't need to know.
Come on.
All at once.
Well, I mean,
all at once.
I'm homosexual, man.
A big
man.
Bunny gangbang. Sure.
Would you do them all at once? Would you?
Would you do them all at
now
once?
Now the guy's quiet. The guy that pointed my dick out to everybody else in the first place is quiet.
I'm not homophobic. I do you.
All right, cool. Can I get dinner out of it?
Yeah, whatever.
All right. If I eat first. See, and you won't even have to kill me to fuck me. I'll let you fuck me. I'll still be alive.
You fuck me. I think his face looks like Sandy's cooch.
You didn't even look at my cooch, man.
All right, let Jimmy say something. Jimmy.
Is this the big one-year anniversary?
Yeah.
You have Sandy Kane, Laverne and Shirley, and a faggot and a blue bunny outfit.
That's Mr. Faggot to you, whoever the hell you are.
Ooh. Jim Norton.
Ooh.
Oh.
Who is he? Who is he? He's a big star. He's in Hollywood.
His name is John Norton. Oh, Jim.
He was in a little movie called Valerie Flake.
And his new thing is Lucky Louie.
Lucky Louie on HBO,
right? My friend Daniela was just on the set there with she's engaged
Seconds?
To...
Seconds?
Blue Bunny, what's the plug again?
ScottyBunny.com. Check it out.
ScottyBunny.com.
Thank you.
Jimmy, thank you. I'll call you later.
Stand Up New York.
We're running
Bye, Jimmy.
Out of show. RobertKellyLive.com. Patrice O'Neill, thank you. Anything? Real fast,
My HBO special, October 7th.
That's Friday.
And I'll be in...
I'm out of here.